Good evening, I'm Rafferty Cleary. Expect clear skies tonight, a low near 30, your forecast coming up in minutes. Ficosa North America will add more than 100 jobs to its Cookeville production facility this year. The new job opportunities part of the company's decision to discontinue operations at its Shelbyville, Kentucky facility. Ficosa plans to integrate manufacturing activity at the Kentucky plant into the Cookeville facility. CEO Joanne Canellis said the company will offer employment opportunities to those affected by the closing. Ficosa opened its $50 million manufacturing facility in Cookeville in October of 2016. The company produces exterior vehicle mirrors, shift-by-wire modules, automotive vision systems, and driver awareness technology. A Putnam County grand jury has indicted a woman for allegedly killing her husband in 2018. 71-year-old Brenda Grubbs facing a second-degree murder charge in the death of Ronald Grubbs Sr. The Putnam County Sheriff's Office said deputies found Grubbs unresponsive when they responded to a service call at his home on December 8th. He died days later at Cookeville Regional Medical Center. Authorities originally charged Grubbs with domestic assault, but the grand jury returned indictments for the more serious charge of second-degree murder after hearing case evidence. An arraignment hearing for the second-degree murder charge will take place in Putnam County on January 21st. Think twice before you attempt to cross the dam at Monterey's Meadow Creek Lake Park. Mayor Bill Wiggins said many people don't seem to pay attention to a no trespassing sign posted at the dam.
I guess from this point on, when it says no trespassing, we can cite them. That's for our protection as a town. They would not be able to follow through on a lawsuit because it's posted like it is, but it's just the aggravation.
Wiggins has asked the police department to begin citing people who attempt to cross the dam. He said one woman already fell at the dam but refused medical treatment. The city of Cookeville has begun the process of planning future developments for Dogwood Park. A public hearing held Monday with HFR design stakeholders unveiled several plans for the park and gathered new ideas from the public. Leisure Services Director Rick Wood said the city may be able to accomplish some projects more quickly, including playground shading areas and a new restaurant facility.
I think some of the other things that we're looking at are dependent on other either funding or the completion of the police department move to a different location. Some of those things will be a little bit longer in developing.
Long-term projects included additional parking, a new pavilion along East 1st Street, and relocating the Rose Garden to the police department's parking lot. Wood said HFR will consider the public's thoughts and have a final plan towards the beginning of February. The Fentress County Commission rejected bids on Monday for the new Clark Range Fire Hall remodeling project. County Executive Jimmy Johnson said bid figures came back too high, and commissioners also want to look at downsizing and rebuilding the station.
They'll be looking at it on Thursday night, the commissioners, the building committee, and also some fire department members from that area out there, and they'll look at it and decide kind of what they want to do, and we'll open it back up for bids in about a week and have the bid process over again.
The county had to find a new home for the fire hall after TDOT purchased the previous one for the Highway 127 widening project. County commissioners purchased property for the new station last year near the intersection of Highway 127 and Martha Washington Road. Perimeter security installments have begun at several Putnam County schools. Deputy Director of Schools Corby King says many schools will receive concrete physical barriers as part of that project.
Some are receiving the ball-type barriers like you see when you go in at Target. Some are getting the pole barriers, some of the poles that you can remove when you go in depending on where they're putting them. But we just allocated that to the individual schools based on their school security site assessment. The SROs and principals worked together to identify how many they needed and what type they wanted, and we allocated that, and they're ordering and getting those installed on an individual basis to schools.
In addition, schools will also receive exterior door upgrades with electronic strike plate technology. The project funding comes from a $370,000 state grant awarded to the school system during the previous academic year. King said the school system spent part of that money on an anonymous tip line and a visitor management system.
It's something that we do monthly. They do in the schools daily. But the LAPC continues to meet every month. The school cert advisory committee continues to meet every month. That's our community partners. with the Sheriff's Department, Municipal Police Departments, Fire, EMS, 911. Meet monthly to advise the principals, the teachers, everyone. The drills are conducted monthly and on a regular basis and evaluated. But a lot of the things we've done with the money are not things that the public can just see. So we want to remind them what we're doing with the funds that we've been given by the State Department.
The school system already has a spending plan put in place for its 2019-2020 school security grant funding. King said the projects will include the installation of cell phone boosters, a web monitoring service, and a secure entry vestibule at Cookeville High School.
Which would, when you come in the main entryway, it would push visitors to the office before they could gain access to the school. So those are the two big things that we're looking at this year, and that would take most of our funds if we're able to do that.
King provided the Board of Education with an update on school security projects during last week's meeting.